nails obviously freshly done, and I arrived to find her by herself. Where were you, Macy? Oh, she would not question Macy's abilities as a parent. She had no right. None of your business, and Hannah is old enough to be home alone.
Can Mom stay with us?
Hannah looked at Macy with wide, hopeful eyes. And Macy silently cursed Lila, whose smug smirk told Macy she'd put her daughter up to asking the question. Narrowing her gaze, Macy wondered what Lila's agenda was, because the woman always looked out for number one. I don't think that's a good idea. We have a schedule and a routine, and I'd like to keep things as they are. Mostly, she didn't want Hannah to get used to having her mother around, only for her to take off on her once again. The less time she was exposed to Lila, the better. It's okay, honey. I can stay at the hotel. Lila sighed dramatically. Ignoring the guilt Lila tried to lay on, Macy smiled. Good. Now that that's settled, Hannah pushed back her chair and rose to her feet.
You're such a—
Watch it, Macy said before Hannah could finish her sentence. Don't be rude to me. Now I think we should order dinner. Gritting her teeth, she turned to Lila. Would you like to stay? She shook her head, and her brunette hair, highlighted with blonde, swept beneath her cheeks. Lila rose to her feet and gathered her Chanel tote, which must have cost $4,000 easily, and smiled. I wish I could, but I have a date. As she stepped around the table, Macy took in her obviously designer outfit and shoes. So she was divorced again and hunting, and here playing up to Hannah. Why? Come walk me out, Lila said to Macy, her tone not boding well. Macy waited for Hannah to say goodbye to her mother, glare at Macy, and storm off to her room before turning to her ex-stepmother. Okay, cut the sweetness and light act. Why are you back? It can't be for Hannah since you haven't bothered with her since you left. Lila straightened her shoulders, her attitude turning into the real bitch of a woman beneath the fake nice facade. Because she's my daughter. When I left, I knew your father would take good care of her when I couldn't, wouldn't. Macy corrected her. Lila pursed her lips. Listen, she's my child. Her father died, and I needed to wrap up a few things before I could come back for her, but I'm here now. Bullshit, Macy thought. Nobody heard from you after Dad passed away. You didn't even come to the funeral or extend condolences. I'm not buying this act. I don't know what your angle is, but I know you have one. Lila's cheeks flushed red. It's no act. I plan to take care of my girl. Good luck. I have custody. You signed it over to Dad, and I'm her legal guardian now that he's gone. Something a court can easily overturn. Lila had started for the door, then turned back to face Macy. It's not like you're doing a decent job parenting. Not only was she alone, she told me she's grounded for no good reason, that you're strict and difficult. She's mine, and I plan on getting custody. On that note, Lila walked out the door without looking back. Macy's heart pounded inside her chest, fear and concern filling her at the thought of losing the sister she loved and the only family she had left. Macy's mother had died from ovarian cancer when Macy was six, and it had just been her and her dad. True, he'd dated like crazy, hating the idea of being alone, but he'd loved Macy and been a great dad. Life had been good until the stepmother from hell arrived when Macy had turned 13. Her teenage years had been a nightmare, with Lila picking on her to be perfect, but Macy had managed, and when Lila had disappeared, Macy was there for Hannah. At 28 years old, Macy had lived in her own apartment a few years ago, and though she'd helped her father with her half-sister, Macy had had a life of her own. But when it became clear her father couldn't handle raising Hannah alone, Macy had moved back into her childhood house, a patio home in a residential neighborhood just north of Miami. With her father gone for 8 months now, killed in a car accident, it was just Hannah and Macy. She'd all but raised her sister, and she had no intention of losing custody to a woman who didn't know how to be a parent. Although Macy hadn't slept well, Lila's threat to take Hannah staying with her, she pushed herself to go to Damon and Evie's twilight wedding that evening. She dropped Hannah at a friend's for the night and headed over to Damon's mother's house. She placed her present on the gift table, picked up a glass of champagne, and because Damon's sister, Brianne, Macy's friend and the connection that had brought her to this party in the first place, was upstairs with the bridesmaids, Macy wandered around by herself. She glanced out the windows, the flowers and white arch for the ceremony a beautiful sight. When everyone made their way outside, she chose a seat.